Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The jury for Senator Bob Menendez went back behind closed doors today, and about mid-morning, they came back with something he didn't want to hear. Yep, guilty on all charges. Menendez had a little hope yesterday when the jury sent a note asking the judge if they had to be unanimous. His lawyers were going, whoa, we might have a sympathizer here. Not today. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa joining us live with the verdict. Jay?
That's right, Larry. This case was about the gold bars, the luxury car, the hundreds of thousands in cash in the closet. But Senator Bob Menendez had said they were not bribes from business people. He was not acting as a foreign agent for the government of Egypt. He was helping in his official capacity as the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. But prosecutors argued otherwise, and a jury convicted the longtime New Jersey Democrat on all counts, including bribery and theft of honest services, meaning he deprived voters of the representation of his office. Now, Menendez did speak briefly after the verdict, saying, I've never been a foreign agent. And he questioned whether other senators are at risk if doing official business is characterized in the same way. But U.S. Attorney Damian Williams addressed reporters. He brought the case, and he said this wasn't politics as usual. This was politics for profit. And Menendez's scheme to offer his services to the final bidder has come to an end. Now, Menendez was tried 7 years ago in a case involving campaign contributions, but there was a mistrial and no verdict at that time. He is scheduled to be sentenced October 29th. Larry?
Thank you, Juliet. Yeah, dodged a bullet back then, but not anymore. And of course, Nadine Menendez's wife is also charged in the case, although her trial was put off while she recovers from breast cancer surgery. Thanks, Jay. We'll check back in later. Well, almost a dozen people hurt, including two of the city's bravest, after a big fire at a four-story building in Bushwick. And the fire department hadn't said one way or the other, but some folks we talk with say they don't believe that fire was an accident.
Many neighbors tell us they feel they escaped this fire in just the nick of time as they were trapped in the hallway of the building as it was filling up with smoke. They say one of their first floor neighbors was having a mental illness episode, and some believe he is the one that lit his own apartment on fire and then tried trapping everyone else by blocking the exit of the building. Lilia Soriano was there.
So I just like yelled fire, and so like, but this individual does have mental illness. We told the landlord multiple times before. So this time he essentially grabbed the door and wouldn't let us open it. So we were stuck in the smoke for a bit.
She says her dad managed to break through and get that door open to get her and everyone else out.
We just pushed him out the way, and then all I could do was scream.
Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Bushwick.
So far, no arrest. The Red Cross is working with the displaced families. The governor says crime on Long Island trending in the right direction, and she's investing even more cash to keep it that way.
Governor Hochul admits she could not have made this announcement 3 years ago when she took office, but today she says crime is down on Long Island, and it's a new record.
Shootings on Long Island are down 47%. Murders on Long Island are down 35%.
Here in Glen Cove, the police department will get $1 million to help fight crime. She also says money is being given to help stop retail theft.
$40 million more to establish dedicated retail theft teams within state police and local police departments.
The governor slammed the Nassau County executive for having armed citizens to be used in case of a weather emergency. The governor says the local police departments could do the job just fine. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Glen Cove, Long Island.
In other news on this Tuesday, a big drug bust up in the Bronx over the weekend. Prosecutors say about two dozen pounds of drugs, including suspected heroin, fentanyl, meth, all seized from a basement apartment in Parkchester. The bust was the result of an undercover investigation in which Carlos Torres allegedly sold cocaine to an undercover officer. From there, authorities got a search warrant and found all kinds of things. According to the complaint, drugs were packaged using the brand names Playboy and Tesla. Oh, that's creative. Torres is facing a long list of drug and weapons charges now, held on $750,000 bail. A second guy, Martin Figueroa, was charged with one count of criminal possession of a controlled substance.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.